Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since bushes, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I interview Nikki, who's the CEO of Destiny by Numbers. She's a Vedic numerologist, and she will be discussing how numbers can tell us more about ourselves. Welcome to the show, Nikki. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm good. Been a long week so far. Same as yourself. You know what it's like.
Absolutely.
This is a really interesting subject. But before we go on, I think, Nikki, it'll be brilliant for you to tell us a bit more about yourself and your background and how you got to where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you a little bit about my personal. I'm married with two lovely little boys. So I say lovely little. One of them's 14 and the other one's 5. I'm 40. I've just turned 40, so I'm not really proud of that. But anyway, let's move on to that. Basically, I've been practicing numerology for 25 years, so a long time. And how did I come about it? Well, I went to a wedding in a community where I met one of my friends, which wasn't my friend at that time. He was just somebody that was at the party. And he just out of the blue started talking to me, and he said, when's your birthday? I was like, oh, that's a bit strange question. But I was like, oh, my birthday's on the 2nd of January. He was like, oh, okay. And then he started reeling off what my characteristics were, that you are a very caring person, very emotional, quite sensitive, can be stubborn. And I thought, God, he knows me to the T here. And when I found that out, I was like, wow. I said, how do you know that? How do you know that by numbers? And he goes, I'm a numerologist. This is what I do. And I was like, wow, this is just amazing. And I said, I've never heard of numerology. And he goes, yeah, it's come from India. It's been practiced a lot in India. But this is where, when I was very small, my father taught me. And I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, so as time went on, I saw him at other weddings, got friends with him. And yeah, we started talking about numbers. And he said, oh, Nikki, just go on the internet, read about it. You'll get to know each number quite well and see, you know. And I thought, yeah, I'd love to learn this. So he taught me how to practice numerology and how, in terms of how to do the calculation and how to understand. Now, knowing the numbers doesn't really make you understand. It's a life practice. It's constantly practicing, constantly knowing each number, what works with another number. So then when I looked at it more in detail, numerology is basically, it's derived from your full date of birth, your full birth certificate name and the time that you were actually born. Now, some people don't know the time that not born, so really that's not a necessity. As long as we have the full date of birth and full birth certificate name, we can build a chart from this. So the day that you're actually born, let's say like I'm born on the 2nd, that will drive your characteristics, your strengths, your weaknesses, your likes, your temperament. Then if you were to total your date of birth, we would find out your life path. That will determine what is your destiny, or what we would call what you're expected to go through in life, whether it's challenges, successes, ups and downs. That will give an idea. Then we have something called like pinnacles. That's a period of time that we go through of nine years. And that changes every time after 9 years. But that can be the same number or it can be different depending on what numbers that are surrounding you.
Right.
So numerology is basically just a mathematic calculation. It's not an absolute. So it's like anything. Astrology, tarot cards. If anybody said to you, it's absolute, it's not right. Numerology is also not absolute. It is as good as what the person is reading. So what numerology does is a tool that drives and brings the better version of you. It tells you if, for instance, you want to get married or you can't find a relationship, it looks at time. It looks at the period of time you're going through. Is it a number that's blocking that time? But remember, the same number doesn't stay the same. So it could mean that this present moment, you'll think, do you know what? I'm never going to get married. But a couple of years down the line, your numbers could change, which is an opportunity for you to get married.
Right. Is it related to star signs in any way?
No, it's done mathematically. They usually say it can be converted into scientifically because it's calculated mathematically by your numbers, by your own date of birth. So it's not general.
So is there like a formula, like a... How do you do the actual calculation? I know you use the date of birth and maybe use it if the person knows their birth time, you use that as well. Is there like a formula? Is there like a chart you were anything like you know, that? Is it a chart that's quite complex and only numerologists know how to use it, the chart? Or
yeah, so as a numerologist, I would understand it. For somebody that doesn't know any about numbers, they would just see it as just a number.
Right, okay.
So your full name, like let's say my name, Nikki, that would get converted into numbers. And then that numbers will determine of, they're a bit like energies. I call them like people in them. We've got different personalities within ourselves. So we can have a person that has a balanced numbers that work together. And that person will be at peace. So let's say you've got a person that's a two character, but they've got an eight destiny, right? That's a conflict in that individual. The reason for that is because a two is very emotional. It's very sensitive. Eight is the opposite. It's very practical. It's very authoritative. So that character, even though they're very emotional, their life destiny is taking them into another direction, which can be quite challenging, but they haven't got the right character to cope with the destiny. And hence why we have mental health, depression, because people can't cope. But what numerology does is if you can understand your own numbers and understand your weaknesses, you can overcome them by your own strengths.
Right. Sounds very interesting. And have you helped many people over the years?
Oh, yeah. 25 years. I did it basically just because I wanted to go out and help. And that's where I drive from the business, really.
So for 25 years, you've been doing this?
25 years. And then 5 years of that, I've started the business. But there was a story behind that. So if I just tell you that quickly.
Yeah, please do, yeah.
So basically what happened is for 20-odd years, I've kind of helped family, friends, colleagues. And I did it as a hobby because, like I said to you, that is my underlying passion, is to help. That is me, and that's what I love, and this is what I'm going to continue to the last day, because I really believe that we're here for a purpose. And for me, that is my purpose here. So what had happened, I'd gone and done basically in a stall in a miller, it was Leeds Bazaar, where I thought, oh, well, I'll do a stall and I do it. Let's say I'll charge people £5 for a chart for 10 minutes for them to taste it. But it's more to like go out there and help. And anyway, I did it over the 2-year period. But the first year when I had done it, this particular lady had come from another town and said, oh, Nikki, can you do my numbers? I was like, yeah, I'll do your numbers. And she was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. The following year, she brought a husband with her. And he comes to the store and he goes, do you know what? My wife's dragging me to this stall. And she's saying that you're absolutely amazing. And she said, you really need to get this chart done by Nikki because she's absolutely amazing. And he said, look, I said, I'm going to be frank with you, Nikki. I am really skeptical about these things. And I said, no. I said, do you know what, brother? If you're not comfortable, there is no pressure. I said, you don't need to. He goes, okay, let me go around the other stores. Let me think about it and I'll come back to you. Well, guess what? He did come back. He said, okay, go on then. I've got nothing to lose. Here you are. Here's my date of birth. Here's my full name. And can you do my chart? Now, he was very quiet, didn't tell me anything. And then I did his chart. And then the first question he asked me, he said, have you been stalking my emails? I said, no. He said, wow, this is amazing. He said, this is really good. He said, look, I'm a senior manager in one of the Coca-Cola companies. And he said, this is a niche what you've got. And he said, can I say, he said, you really need to take this to another level. He said, you really need to take this to a business, because there's a lot of people that you could help by, career-wise, personal-wise, mental health-wise. And obviously COVID hit after a couple of years, didn't it? And this is where our business went really busy, very busy. Yeah. But the point is, he was the one that put that seed in. He was the one that said, oh, actually, I can actually go out there and reach out to people. And that's where Destiny by Numbers. And now we have a team of 3 at the moment, and we're looking at hiring more numerologists.
That's brilliant. So you're basically growing, in effect.
Growing, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Has it become more popular over the years, numerology?
Definitely. With COVID, it really became, because there was uncertainty. People have worries financially. People worried about health. think about it, with the lockdown, people were reflecting more. They were reassessing life. Who am I? What am I? Where do I want to be? And this is where they came to us and said, look, do you know what? I really don't have a question, but I feel lost. And I'm hoping that you can guide us. Mm. And that's some of the questions that we got.
Did you find during lockdown more people found out about numerology? Because I can imagine people being at home and just surfing the internet generally and just finding information. And did you find that more people were coming forward just through more awareness during that period?
Absolutely. In 2020, within 3 months, we had done 150 charts. And I was like doing, like, alongside a full-time job, I was doing 15 charts a week.
Gosh.
Okay. So, yeah, it really, really made a big impact, COVID did.
Averagely, how many are you doing now each week, do you find?
We now, it's gone steady again. We're doing about 10 a week at the moment, but still pretty...
That's still a lot. That's still a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And can you do that in the evening for people, any time of the day or in the evening?
Evenings. And weekends, we're okay. Quite flexible on that. We have a diary on the website that people can go and book in. Oh. Now, we also do appreciate, like yourself, like myself, long time. I didn't even heard of numerology. I was like, you know, what is numerology? So what we do is tasters. So which is for 10 minutes, is £15 for you to come and taste it. See what you think. You know, you're the best judge. And if that's something for you, we'll book a chart. If it isn't, then we appreciate that too.
Okay, sounds really good. Sounds really good. I know you've spoken about the significance of a date of birth and time, but there's also letters in someone's name. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, how does that relate? How does that work?
So what you do with them letters, if you think each number in numerology, we look at 1 to 9. So if you look at the letter A, that will start with 1. B will be 2. C will be 3. And then it'll stop at 9. And then it'll start again, 1 to 9 in the alphabet. That's how you convert each letter with a number. Okay. So then your name. So let's say, for instance, yourself, Gavin, that first letter is a 7 for you. For me, N is a 5. Right. So it'll tell me. Remember, the name is a secondary to your date of birth. Your date of birth is more foremost the powerful.
Okay.
The name is secondary what we look at. But it does perform a chart. It gives us an idea what you are as a whole. So do these numbers get on with each other? Are these numbers in conflict? Is there some of the numbers that are too much? Right. So let's say if you've got too many 9s in your date of birth, that person could be potentially quite irritable, could get very angry, but potentially, positively, it can become quite passionate in what it believes in. So what's really important to remember that each number... there's no bad or good. Each number has its positives and negatives. What we're doing with numerology is bringing the best out of you, no matter what numbers you have, to empower you, to encourage you. So if I was to do your chart, Gavin, what I would look at is your characteristics before I even said anything. That would tell me a lot whether you have the capacity to cope with what I'm going to tell you. Because... as a business, we are responsible, we have a duty of care to you not to tell you anything and you walk away and worry. So we're very mindful of that.
I see. Right. Okay.
And then this numerology is not just about telling you this is what's going to happen to you, this is what's going to happen to you. Our charts involve in coaching and empowering. So from what your date of birth states, we can't change destiny. Destiny's written. Right. Mm. But what destiny does is give you opportunities. Okay. Now that opportunities is what we have, a choice to choose them opportunities. But if you have a person that's not as confident, but that opportunity is there, then you're going to miss out that, aren't you? Whereas if as a numerologist, I can point that out to you to say, look, your life is heading this way. The character that you're playing now or the emotions that you feel that you're not confident is going to change because something's going to happen that's going to make you confident.
Very interesting. Very interesting. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Nikki, we were talking about confidence, about the numbers that was, we basically left off. And then I know we touched on the secondary factor would be the name. The main thing is the date of birth and the time. Is, apart from those factors, is there anything else that plays a part, or is that basically it?
Yeah, so within your date of birth, your chart, you also have what I touched a little bit of point about pinnacles, didn't I? Pinnacles are a period of challenges and successes that you're going to go in that period of time. Now, from the audience perspective, what are pinnacles? Well, the way I would calculate it, I'd have to show you a chart, but basically I would calculate the day you're born and the month. And then I would calculate the month and then the year and then get the pinnacle. Right? And that would show me what challenges you're going to go through. And that is a key part of your chart, basically, because it'll allow me to understand, let's say, if it's like a lot of people come up to me and say, do you know what? They don't say anything to me from the start, obviously. But when I see a pinnacle where I see a number 8, let's say, I straight away know that individual is having some relationship problems. There's issues in relationships. And I'll say to them, is this what's happened? Are you experiencing this? It'll be like, and one lady just started crying. And I was like, oh God. And she said, no, you just hit the, basically. Yeah, absolutely. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't meant to upset you, but it was just something that I saw. And she said, yeah. She said, I can't believe you know all this just by numbers. So the pinnacles tell you a lot. Now, the other thing that tells you, in calculation, we get to know with your full name and your date of birth, your soul number. Now you're going to be like, what's a soul number, Nikki?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah.
So soul number is, let's say, like, I'll go back to myself. My character is a 2. So that's the day I bought, which is the 2nd. But if I was to look at my full name and my date of birth, I can calculate the inner you. The soul number is the inner person you, right? So as a character, we can be professional at work, we can be a father, we can be a mother, we can be any role we're playing outer-wise, but the inner us never changes. That's the motive behind everything we do in life. Now, whereas my soul number is a 1, which tells me, even though I'm a 2 character, I'm driven, I'm ambitious, I'm quite want to be that leader, I want to go out there and actually achieve. Right. So when I get to know the soul number, that tells me the real you, your intentions behind everything, that makes me understand where your decisions are derived from, basically, the inner you.
Right. Sounds very in depth, isn't it?
Oh, you can get very in depth. Yes.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing the charts, I try to keep it as simple as possible.
How many sessions do you think people usually need with you just to kind of get a full understanding, let's say the full understanding using numerology of themselves?
Depending on how much, because we offer monthly charts, daily charts.
Oh, okay. So it can, month to month, there could be differences and changes.
That's right.
In terms of what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Like, let's take this month. Let's say that, like, the universal month now is 2022, right? But then it's January. So what I would do is total the 2022, which comes to a 6. And then January is a 1. So that's a 7. So I don't know if you've experienced, but this particular month is a lot to do with reflection, right? But it feels like you're so busy, it's consistent, it's constantly on the go, and you, even though you're reflecting, you're still very, very busy. Now, this universal is everywhere, this number, because it'll affect us in different ways. However, if you said to me, my number, let's say, I keep coming back to me because it's easier for me to explain, but let's say the second, how does that relate to January for me? Well, I'm, for my personal year, I'm going through a 9. So if I add the 1, I'm going through a 10. That gives me new opportunities in that month. So even though the universal month is a 7, it's a 1 for me. So I know this is the time for me to go and reach out and do, and if any opportunities come, I should actually start them opportunities, because 1 is associated with good luck.
Oh, very interesting. During, I've got to ask, what's one of the most popular subjects that come up? I mean, I know you can cover quite a few different areas, you know, for example, health, finances, relationships, etc. What's the most common thing that comes up, the most common subject people ask you about?
Relationships.
Yeah, I knew it would be relationships. I thought, let me ask though the question anyway, do you know what I mean? Have you been in that situation where they've told you the date of birth and details, and you're in a specific month that you have a discussion with this person, mm-hmm. and you've already worked out that their relationship is going really in the real bad direction?
Yeah.
Have you been the, like, kind of one of the first people to tell the person? The person already may well be aware of this, obviously.
Yes.
But have you come across that situation where you're kind of the other person apart from them that knows that it's going in the wrong direction? How did you deal with that, if that is the case?
Okay, so I've had incidents where the relationship is already separated. I remember clients come to us, they don't say that.
I've actually said,
it doesn't feel like you're going to be staying with this, your partner of yours. Now, we're very, very conscious of data protection, so we don't take the partner's date of birth, right? But from their chart, I can tell if there's going to be a divorce or a separation. Now, again, like I said to you, we as a business have a duty of care not giving that information, because we don't want to drive that person into that,
yeah,
that they should take that. That has to be solely their decision, right? But what we do highlight that there is likelihood that you're going to have issues in your marriage and relationship. And they at that point have already come to that decision. Now, I've had moments where I had this scenario actually last year, where a lady was very concerned about her relationships. She felt that her in-laws were the one that were actually driving her husband and her away from each other. And I said, right, okay. She said, and she listened and she said, you know what, you're spot on what you're saying. This has already happened and it's happening now. And she said, could you do coaching where I really want to save my marriage, so that you could coach us both while we're on the call?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so my husband can give him his date of birth and then we can have like this conversation together. So I said, yeah, absolutely, we could do that. I said, remember, I also understand your husband's numbers, so I'm not going to say anything that's going to be a conflict between you on the call. I'm going to be quite mindful on what I'm going to say, but definitely we'll do that. And then when we did that with the couple, months later, she texted me and she said, you know what? This really helped me. It really helped us to understand each other, because my husband could hear it from a third party that actually, yes, I am like this, but my inner self is not. I'm actually got a good heart. I am wanting the best, but this is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And you, numerology, give us that information.
And you saying that, is it her that was initiating the separation, basically, or?
No, neither of them were initiating the separation,
okay.
They felt with the amount of quarrels and arguments they've had and the uneasiness in their marriage, they felt that it's going to be going that way.
Did it go that way?
No.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Go on, sorry.
Did she kind of explain that you helped in that area.
Oh yeah, afterwards she said, you know, by talking to you, by understanding each other's numbers, because what we did is talk about each other's numbers. So for instance, she was a four character. Now four characters are very black or white, they're very blunt, but they're very loyal, right? They don't have any ill feeling inside them. They're very transparent. Now, that can be construed in a different way. If you, let's say you, if you're very blunt and you don't know how to actually communicate, it's not to say that they're hard in any way. So where her in-laws was like, oh, you're a bit like quite harsh in how you're saying, or, you know, what you're saying is you're not being respectful. But that wasn't her intention. Her intention was just to say what she has in her heart. But it came across that because her character was four. So with that information, her husband understood, actually, my wife is not got anything against my parents. It's just the way her character is.
That's brilliant. So you really, I think it's brilliant that you were able to help them through some of the issues they were having. What's the second most popular subject people discuss with you?
Career. Whether they're going to get a job, their job is very stressful, the meetings that they go to that builds a lot of anxiety in them. I had a particular client who said that he was quite high up in an organization, and he said, would you do a chart every day for me before I went to these meetings so I understood what kind of character I'm going to feel in that particular day and what outcome is going to be?
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so he would say to me, okay, so this meeting I've got, do you think it'll go well? I said, okay, so the character is a two, so it's going to make you feel a bit nervous, quite anxious, but the outcome of that day in your personal year is actually a one, which means it'll be quite successful. You will feel quite nervous, but the outcome will be positive. And do you know what he said? He said, Nikki, wow, that was just, it was spot on. He sometimes had meetings where he said, do you think this meeting's going to go ahead? I'm really dreading it. I said, the meeting won't go ahead. He comes back after a month or so. He's asked in a month in advance. And he said, do you know what? Spot on. The meeting didn't go ahead.
Gosh. So it can kind of, through numerology and all the other formula, et cetera, you can kind of predict what might happen, kind of.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. I thought numerology, just reading a bit about it, was more about, you know, you tell someone some details about your date of birth, maybe time that you were born, and they give you a breakdown of maybe your character. And I didn't know it can be, you know, it can actually look into what might happen in the future, and, you know, what happens day to day and that kind of thing. So this is something that could be an ongoing factor in someone's life, basically, if they're interested in it, basically. Would
if
that
they're
be right?
interested in it, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And what does change is when your birthday happens and your number changes in, so your personal year, what you're going to go through. So let's take, for instance, a personal year could be a number two, right, for an individual. That year is going to be very emotional for that individual. They're going to feel like quite overwhelmed, quite emotional in their relationship. Okay, but that's for a year. That's from your birthday to birthday. That doesn't mean that's going to stay like that. So when people come to me and say, I'm feeling quiet, and number two is also associated with feeling quite low, can go down, you can get stressed from that. I say, okay, this is just the year you're going through. So remember that. This is not going to be like that next year because it's going to change. So what clients say to me, when should I come back and rebook? I said, it's up to you. Whether you want it daily, monthly, or if you wanted to do a yearly from birthday to birthday. So a lot of them will come back after their birthday and say, okay, what do I expect in this year then? How should I be this year? And if we can understand our own numbers and our personal year, we have a better way of accepting life. But if we always feel that we can't accept, and plus these challenges are coming to us, that's a double whammy. It's like there's more pressure. So somebody wise said to me, it's basically 10% what is what happens to you. 90% is your reaction. But what I would say with numerology, if you can control that reaction, 10%, you can cope with that.
Mm.
Yep. So I give this example. To a couple of days ago, I woke up and I felt like quite emotional. I don't know why. I just and I was like, I mean, you could ask me, Nikki, do you look at your daily numbers? And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, because I like to, you know,
don't be free, look, be free yeah, of it, just see what's exactly. going to happen. Absolutely, yeah.
But this particular day, it was a two for me, and I felt quite low, and I was like, oh God, why am I feeling like this? But anyway, I looked at the numbers. I thought, that's why it was a nine character with a two destiny. So I was like, okay, the two is making me feel quite weak. So I thought, okay, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to just sit here feeling like this. I'm going to channelize this two into listening to music. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to go for a walk. And I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to look at the solution. But I'm not going to sit there thinking about how I'm feeling. Why am I feeling low? And this is what I love about the numbers. If I can understand the numbers, I can understand what I need to do. Because remember, motion is, it's in your hands.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, we will intend to worry. We'll intend to have anxiety from past experiences, or we're worried about the future. But what I usually say to the client, if you're worried about something, put it on a pen and paper. Put your problems on one side and then put a line and then put a solution next to it. There'll be some problems that you won't even have any solution to it. There'll be some problems that are actually derived from your past experience or your worries.
Right. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, numerology, it sounds like a very interesting subject. And the more we're talking about it, the more I'm kind of interested in it, you know. And it sounds like, can you also help people with their mental well-being using numerology?
Yeah. So when I look at numbers, I can see where the emotional, let's say the mental health and stress is driving from their emotions. So it'd be numbers like I've just touched on, number twos, people with... Because if we were frank with each other, a lot of us will suffer some kind of mental health in our lifetime. Somewhere we will feel quite low, but some of them have more than others, right? And some of them have never experienced mental health, and then suddenly we feel that we're experiencing it, right? So when we can see them numbers, what I usually do is, answering your question, is give practical things for them to do. You need to go and... So there was one particular lady had lost her parents, both of them, bless her, from a very young age. And that was very traumatic.
Oh, gosh, that would be terrible for anybody, wouldn't it?
Chaos. Oh, it's not even bear thinking of, because...
No.
I mean, losing my father in a very young age. I lost my father when I was 15.
I kind of
empathized with her and I understood, and that was one parent of mine. But losing two, I was like, okay, this is not good at all. And this is understandable that you're suffering with mental health. But what I did, I had a very long chat with her. But one of the things I said to her, I said, do you believe in, do you have faith? And she said, yes, I do. I do believe in faith. I said, so no matter what it is, whether it's a religion, whether it's a spirituality, sometimes some of us don't even have anything we believe in. We're an atheist, which is absolutely fine. That also believes in energy. But if we can see that our parents, they can never be replaced. They're unreplaceable. Nobody could take their place. I said, but that connection that you had with your parents, nobody can take that away from you. Right? So I said, you have to understand. And she said, yeah, I believe in afterlife. And she started talking about, actually, I do believe that once the soul goes, it becomes part of God. So from that, I said, well, if you think about it, if that souls of your two parents have gone back to God and become part of God, then isn't God all around us?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah.
She said, I didn't think of that. So I said, so connect with God and you're connecting with your parents. She started crying and she said, this is just awesome. So can you see where I go with numerology?
Yeah,
it's not just the numbers. It's not just, it's about coaching and empowering and understanding. Because she was so emotional. And then she said to me, she said, so Nikki, what do I need to do then with my numbers? With you said that I am quite spiritual with the seven destiny. I said, pray. I said, the spirituality numbers around you, which is driving you to pray. The more you pray, the more you feel better. She said, you know what? You are really reading my mind because I've just started doing this and I've started seeing effects of it. And when I saw your name and I saw numerology, I just felt that I needed to come and book a chat with you.
That's brilliant. It's good to hear that the amount of good work you're doing as well, you know, as well as your own interest in it. And then obviously that progressing to your own business. And at the same time, despite it being a business, you give a lot away by the sound of things. You know what I mean? You give a lot of yourself away, don't you, as well? Emotionally, it sounds like there's a lot of yourself given away.
Oh, absolutely. I'm terrible at time keeping. You know, where there's some businesses where it's like 20 minutes, we have a bronze and we have a 40 minutes. I say, I go with the flow. I forget the time. It's about you. It's about understanding your numbers. And I forget about myself at that moment. And to do this kind of job, you have to forget yourself. You have to be in tune with them numbers, with that individual that you're speaking to. And what usually happens is as I open myself, my intuition kicks in. So, okay, I've got the numbers of a numerology as a tool, but my intuition connection with you allows me to understand you better and advise you better. And absolutely, when I walk away from that, I feel elevated myself. I feel amazing myself because I've gone out there and I've reached out and I've just made that difference in that individual's life. So business aside, it's that feeling again, when I said to you from the beginning, my passion is to help. That is my foremost of me doing what I've done. And hence why I've done it for 20 odd years and not been a business.
Do you help other businesses as well with this?
Yes. So how we can help businesses is by looking at the name of the business, right? So that will tell us whether that business is being successful or not successful. Some people have said, Nikki, is it worth me changing my business name and seeing whether that would change the influence of being profitable, etc. I said, yeah, I can look at that one. You give me a name and I can tell you whether it's a good total, is it a positive total, or is it a negative. We can also look at the partners within the business. Are they in harmony? Is there any conflict happening there? We can look at the registration, the time that you registration, put your VAT business, when was the registration number? People come, I want to start a business. Which day should I start the business? When shall I launch it? And this particular lady that had come to me that had a creativity chef she was. And she said to me, Nikki, my business seems to be slowed down at the moment. It does not no movement. I'm getting quite stressed about it. Can you see what's happening? Looked at a chart, looked at a business name, looked at everything. And I said, give it another 6 months and an opportunity will come. And she said, what should I do? I said, you just carry on working hard, working towards what you're doing and keep positive. Very important for you to keep positive because as you're doing as you are thinking positive, you're going to become get a positive outcome. So she said, okay, I will do that. And then 6 months later, she goes, you know, she got in touch with me and she said, guess what, Nick, I need to do a shout out to you. I need to tell you that I've got a contract with Harvey Nichols. I said, wow. And she said, yes. That's amazing. And and she was so happy. And she said, you know what, I've never done numerology, but I'm so happy I did it.
Oh, good. So that's a really good outcome again, you know. So it's good to hear you're helping just not individuals only, you're helping businesses as well, which is fantastic, you know.
To empower them, yeah.
Can you use numerology to change destiny or fate as well?
No. Whatever you...
That was a pretty definite no, wasn't it? No, Gav. We can't do that. We're not miracle workers.
No, we're not miracle workers. And some people say to me, is there anything I can do? Can I take something? Can I do a ritual? And I said, no. I personally don't do that. I'm a very practical... Scientifically, I will say, go out and do mindfulness. And I believe a lot in mindfulness. But why I said no is because what life does, is, like I said earlier on, it gives you a set of opportunities. It presents you opportunities, right? Now, depending what our character is, we will either take that opportunity or not. So, for instance, I'll take my example again, right? I was very opposite to what I am today. Really opposite. If you were to ask my friends, I'd be like, oh, God, Nikki, you're very, very different now. Because... And if you had said to me 20 odd years, Nikki, you're going to go into a business and you're going to be CEO of that, I'm like, get away. Me? Business? It will never happen. But when the guy that had actually taught me this, he said to me years ago, he said, you're very good in communicating. The best skill that you've got is communication. You know how to talk. And then you've got the emotional side to it. So
you're a talker, Nikki. You're a bit of a talker.
I'm a talker. So, absolutely. So he said, with that combination, you'll do really well in communicating with people. So when this came about, and because I've done numerology and practiced it for so many years, it's second nature to me. And that's what I love about destiny. You can't change it, but if you can understand your destiny, you can walk through it. And another very quickly example I want to give you, because I think it's amazing example. I basically went to see, because numerology, if I was to do it on myself, I'm too close to it. I can't understand my own numbers because I will bring my own interpretation in it. So you have to go to another numerologist to get it done.
Independently, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Unbiased, yeah? So I went to my friend who taught me and I said, oh, do you know what, James? I worked for the bank for 10 years. And do you know what? I really want a career change. I want to do something different. And this was about 5 years ago. And he goes to me, he looked at my numbers and he goes, health and safety. I said, get away. Health and safety. I said, I wouldn't do health and safety. And I had this concept of being boring and et cetera. But anyway, I kind of walked away thinking, okay. But anyway, I had it in the back of my mind that he had said health and safety. And I joined the council. And do you know what? I actually started with housing initially. And then I actually thought, do you know what? I might actually look into the health and safety team, see what it's like. And then I got in touch with one of the managers, and then then he advised me, go and do NEBOSH, go and do this, do that, do some shadowing. And guess what? I'm a health and safety advisor now.
when you told me early on, and I you just told me that now, I was like, oh gosh, look what happened.
Yes.
You know, but it's brilliant because you don't only do that, you do you have your own business as well, which is brilliant. So you kind of, it keeps you busy, isn't it? It must keep you really busy every day.
Very busy, especially with my family, obviously. So I have to keep a balance. Sometimes I have to say, okay, very busy. But what I do is, to me, each client is important to me, each one of them. So if I can book maybe a couple of charts a night, then I'll do that because I want to give my full focus on each individual. I won't overload myself. So because, as you said earlier on, it gives a lot of energy. You have to open yourself. There's a connection there. For that, you need to be quite focused. And for that, I will spread my charts So sometimes we will have weeks ahead clients booked, but they'll wait. They're happy to wait because they've had a taster. They know the power of numerology.
Brilliant.
They've looked at the reviews. It was amazing because Samia from Professional Asia, I don't know if you know her, she did a shout out a couple of years ago, actually. And a lot of my clients came from her actual website, really, because she said, I really need to do the shout out for Nikki. And why she did that, she said, Nikki had done my chart a couple of years ago. And she told me some personal things. And I turned around and said, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. And when she came back, it actually happened. When it actually happened a couple of years later, she was trying to find that paper, what I'd said to her. But she said a massive shout out to Nikki because she was spot on.
Oh, that's a good compliment, isn't it? That's really
nice. It was a lovely compliment because, I mean, from there, I derived a lot of clients.
Oh, excellent stuff.
So a big shout out to Samia.
Look, Nikki, where can people find out more about your services?
Yeah, so our website is everything on our website. So that's www.destinybynumbers.co.uk. You can go on to the website if you want to book or you want to look at our reviews, look at what numerology is, please do so. If, for instance, you want a taster, you can either email us or you can go onto Facebook and follow us. We're on Instagram too, and message myself and say, I'd like to have a taster for 15 minutes and we'll book you in. Just communicate with me or communicate with my colleague, Mandy, and we'll be happy to book them in.
Fantastic. Look, Nikki, thanks for your time today. It's been really interesting. Okay.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's brilliant. And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.